You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts. Hey, everybody, this is Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe, and we are the Youth Ministry Sherpas. We're helping youth workers to keep going.
We are going.
So yeah, we are going, all the way through the alphabet, one word at a time for every letter in the alphabet, riffing on youth ministry, just having an absolute ball.
Do you think it's any coincidence that we're doing 26 straight days and there are 26 miles in a marathon?
It does feel a little bit like a marathon. I hope it does not feel like a marathon to those listening. I know that for you and I, though,
it's starting
like,
to feel like,
woo, here we go.
Have you run a marathon before?
I've run 8 marathons before.
Seriously?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I thought you had, but 8?
Yes, 8.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, 8 marathons and probably 20 half marathons.
Wow.
Yeah.
I continue to be in awe of you,
It's been a hot minute since I've run one. I think my last marathon was 2000, maybe 9. So between 2002 and 2009, I ran 8 marathons. One year I ran 3 in 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
What's the hardest mile?
Oh, it's really, really dark from like mile 17.
1 through 25.
Mile 17 through like 21.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty dark. Uh-huh. You know, the first half marathon is like, hey, we're out here, we're having a good time.
Right.
You start to feel a little tired, a little beleaguered, as the case may be, there from like 13 to 16, and then you hit 17, and it is just a trudge. We get to 21, you're close enough to feel the end and feel the accomplishment, and then you just sort of like you make it happen. But whew.
Here we are at 18,
which
is why it feels like
yes, we're in the dark stage.
We're in the dark stage.
All right, but it's your turn.
It is
okay. So I want to know what your word is for
the letter R.
I got a fun one today.
Okay, let's go.
I don't even have to define it.
Oh, first time for everything.
If you don't know the meaning of this word,
then I need to go back to school.
We're going back to preschool.
Okay.
Okay. The word for the letter R is room.
Room.
Room. So we talked about this just a couple episodes ago.
Yep.
And we've talked about it on our regular episodes in the past, but we both have dedicated youth rooms in our churches.
Youth room.
And we realize not everybody's able to do that, but many are. And maybe you're dreaming of it. Maybe, you know, somebody listening to this is dreaming of someday having a youth room. So tell me a little bit about your room, what went into the design of it, the thoughts behind it, and what are some things that people should consider when they're creating their own youth space?
Oh, good. Good one. Yeah, this is a nice one. So our room is called The Refuge. We wanted to call it the Deeper Pit because your room is the pit, which was built before ours.
Right.
And I did steal a handful of ideas from
which
you.
Which is all good. Don't mind.
So for us, as we looked at it, ours was an internal remodel. So we had some limitations in that the space that we had available to us was the space, and it wasn't ideally configured.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of get creative. But for us, it was space for kids to move.
Okay.
So for us, we wanted a lot of open space in the room. We didn't want to, you know, there was all kinds of talk about like, well, we have all the space, but if we did a half wall here and then have like some games over here and then a half wall here and then a little sitting area over there. And we were just like, no. We want it to be multi-purposed so you can use it for lots of different things. And so we created a much more open space, which has really served us well. That was a big deal. For us, we wanted to have some sort of cafe, you know, whether it just be, you know, something simple to buy sodas and snacks and whatever else, just because we wanted to create an environment where the students would want to come early, you know, for that unofficial community hang time. And you almost have to give them a reason, like, oh, I'm going to stop in early and, you know, grab a Coke and a Reese's cup.
I said a couple episodes ago that money is the the oil of the gears of youth ministry. But honestly, I think it's food.
It could be food. It could be food. Now, you need money because I can tell you this, that as well-intentioned as we are for the cafe to break even, it's a negative-sum game somehow. But because, of course, that one kid will wander up, that kid that just came to youth group and is new and is like, hey, I'm a little short on cash, but what do you... Of course, you just throw them whatever they want. So, I mean, you totally lose money. And then, of course, because you have a cafe in your church during the week, you know, you just roll in and have a Diet Coke and whatever else. And so, anyway, so a cafe was important for us. And then for us, we wanted to decorate is such the wrong word. But I mean, just the motif of the room, we wanted it to be about people. Mm. And so, again, we stole Lock, Stock, and Barrel, your idea of the picture wraps, you know, those cardboard wraps that you put up on the wall. And literally have over the years since opening it really just moved to, it's almost a wallpaper. I mean, it almost covers most of the empty wall space with just pictures of kids and events and people having a blast. And for me, that is one of my favorite parts of the room because I can just walk through the room and feel like I'm walking through history.
You know every kid on those pictures.
I know every kid on those walls. It's so great. It's so awesome. So those are a couple of things that were important to us. What about you guys? I mean, you got to design yours basically from scratch, right?
We did. What a blessing that was. That was so fun. I was obsessed with that for like a year. Detail of it. Yeah, similarly, I think the snack bar was a key element of it. We just need a place that kids feel like they can just hang and eat. I mean, that's what the kitchen table is at home, right? And we want that same feeling in the youth center. So we definitely wanted to have that space. We did the same thing with pictures. We covered our walls with pictures. We have pictures of, they're broken down by events that I understand, like our conference, retreats, missions trips, different sections. I have a whole wall of just the group pictures from every group picture that I have for the last 19 years. And then I have a wall for the senior pictures.
Okay.
The senior group pictures. So, you know, real significance there. We saved T-shirts all through the years until we had a youth room. And then we made a display with all of the old shirts.
Oh, that's cool. That's a very cool idea.
And then, of course, we have the stage, the worship area, stage for the worship band and all that stuff. Games. You know, we have the typical foosball, air hockey, ping pong. Billiards.
You have billiards.
Billiards.
Yeah, you're
high. We have billiards.
You're high class here.
Just a quick word about the games. This is just my personal opinion, but I think it's worth it to buy the nice stuff.
Yeah.
We bought an air hockey table. It's like a legitimate arcade quality air hockey table. I bought it on Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah, I had to go to Virginia and get it out of this guy's basement.
Oh,
dude,
my goodness.
You should have seen that thing coming up his steps.
I think I
killed a couple of my friends. But that's 9 years now. That thing takes a beating, and it has not needed a single repair.
Yeah, I would echo that because we did not do that. We have bought multiple, and our room's only been open, I think, 6 years.
Yeah.
Maybe going on 7 foosball tables that barely last a school year before somebody, you know, pushes the thing right through the sidewall. So yeah, you gotta spend the money.
I did the same thing with the ping pong table. I bought $1,000 ping pong table.
$1,000 ping pong table.
Seriously,
that's impressive.
I didn't go to Sears and, you know, I bought a legitimate.
You didn't go on Amazon and get delivered in Prime.
No.
And $225.
Actually, I think it was delivered. It might have been delivered by Prime, but anyway. Yeah, and so that thing has taken a beating, but it's a real ping pong table. It's going to last. I just think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Nothing is worse. Have you ever been to a camp and you went into the game room and like everything was broken?
Everything is just broke down.
Yeah, I always hated that, so I didn't want that to be the case. So games, pictures, food, staging, furniture.
Furniture, one thing that we did that if I could go back in time, I would undo is, you know, we sort of got sucked in by those
the
big, huge bean bags, the love sacks.
Yeah.
And they became a really impractical piece because they're extraordinarily hard to move. So, again, you lose some versatility. And it really turned into a gymnastics routine, not a place to sit or hang out. And so I would... Yeah, I'd say, you know, Zorby or all these different places, they love to make you think they'll be awesome. They're not as awesome as you think.
Not if they're your primary furniture, at least.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it would, again, it would depend on your setup. Mm-hmm. Again, our setup was we wanted to be able to move stuff and be versatile.
Yeah.
And we handcuffed ourselves with those beanbags.
So I guess the bigger idea here is just that we were intentional about every part of it. The colors, the options, the different little areas of the room with the food, the games. The chairs we chose.
Absolutely.
We were really picky about the chairs we chose.
Our room is carpeted, mm-hmm. and we went with carpet squares.
So you could remove so them that and you, replace
so
them.
That, so you're not, you know,
yeah.
looking at a coffee stain or a Diet Coke stain for 10 years. You
right.
just replace three or four squares, and you're back to new. And that was a brilliant move on our part. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we have ideas to change ours in the future. We have a couple renos that we want to do. But I think the point is just be really intentional about it and create a space that represents you
Absolutely.
And your youth ministry. It should reflect the values and the students that you've gotten to know and love.
Did you have student input as you were
Honestly,
planning the room?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't. I was really tightly. I held on tightly to this one.
Yeah.
My administrative assistant and I pretty much did it. But yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine too. We had student input. I mean, okay. It was broad brush input, not necessarily minute detail.
Right.
But we had some students have input in it and have some buy-in to the process. So.
Sometime in the future, we're going to do an episode, a regular episode on being an environmental architect.
I
love that phrase, and it's something that I think about a lot as a youth pastor. And it means more than just the space itself, but we'll come back to that in the future. But the environment that you're in your youth ministry is important.
It matters.
It really does. It's not everything. It doesn't trump relationships, but it definitely matters, and it's part of creating an environment, creating a place, a space that kids can call home.
Absolutely. So even if it's as simple as there's a classroom that your church has said, hey, this is your classroom, this is the youth classroom, you need to think long and hard. You need to take some time to say, well, what kind of environment do I want to create? And you can look at some of the bigger things that happen in lots of other churches, but at the end of the day, you're creating it for your church and
yeah.
your culture. So you really need to think about, because again, our rooms, Steve, are different. There's some
yeah.
differences in the way our rooms are set up, and that's because we work at different churches.
Right.
We have different cultures.
We had architectural limitations. That's
Absolutely.
Why it's the pit. It's in the basement.
It's in
there
the
are
basement.
Certain things that
yeah.
we can't work around. We have columns in the middle of the room, but yeah. You got to work with what you have. One last thought.
Yep.
We talked about.
Oh. Wait,
oh.
What's that sound? I hear a llama. That means it is time for your secret word, part of the secret Sherpa phrase that could win you a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa for the National Youth Workers Convention. Your word today is?
In.
In.
I-N.
I-N. Lock yep. it in. You have 18 words now, 18 of 26.
Yep. Okay.
You could win.
My last thought.
Your last thought.
One last quick thought. A couple episodes ago, the word was pugilistic.
Yes, it was.
Something that I'd fight for is new stuff.
New stuff.
When you're building your youth room, building out your youth room, grandma's basement sofa with coffee stains from 1974
is not cool.
It's not cool. The foosball table that's already half broken that you got from Aunt Sally's yard sale? No. Get new stuff. Treat your kids well.
Communicate
make them
that
feel
they
important.
Matter.
Yes,
yep.
make them
Absolutely.
Feel important.
I'm behind that. I would get pugilistic about that as well, Steve.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. That's our wrap for episode 18 of our Sherpa Shorts, the letter R. We'll be back tomorrow with the next in our series. Until then,
Sherpas out.